is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
There it was, Plastic Mode with Summertime off their only album. That was a self-titled number off the appropriately named Disco Magic label. All I found out about Plastic Mode was that they were an Italian duo, and they released a handful of singles that around the time that Italo-disco faded. But these songs managed to help inspire the Chicago house scene, and most of their 12 inches were huge on the Windy City's dance stations in the late 80s. Thankfully, the records have been repressed several times since their original release, so you should be able to find them at your local record shop. Good evening, welcome to yet another episode of Radio Free Gak, providing you cinematic love on UBC's happy-go-lucky community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web everywhere else through www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll steer you through this wilderness in my big chuck wagon until 9 p.m. You can call the booth here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Tonight's theme is going to be fairly loose, as I sort of referred to during the fill-in that Jordy and Megan provided there. It's a compilation album in the station library devoted to remixes of classic movie themes. So, prepare for that in the last half hour of the show. But in the meantime, let's continue with electronic dance vibe with this next set. We'll start off with The XX, and they're a quartet from South London. They fit outside the usual UK hype. Instead of cashing in on their 2007 MySpace reputation, they opted to internalize and work with the small label Young Turks to refine their sound. And the sound you'll hear features a drum machine, short bursts of bass, and some highly personalized lyrics. I believe this song is on the Japanese version of their self-titled debut, so here is The XX with Blood Red Moon.
Spoke to me, barely moved your mouth. With my last strength, Latest album in the ever-expanding universe, the Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Canadian band The Most Serene Republic with Seattle's Grand Archives. They're playing the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, September 26th. Doors at 7, show at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now.
Fly, tengo body, tengo una sabesura. Fly, tengo body, tengo una sabesura. to 180 second. I went around your way. I went around your way. I went around your way. Into 180 second. 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 Into 180 second.
We started that set off with the XX and Blood Red Moon, which was either the demo version or the final mix, and along with being on the Japanese version of their self-titled debut, that also appears on the B-side to this year's single, Basic Space. Then we heard Discovery and the song Osaka Loop Line, and Discovery is a new duo, though it consists of two members, they're a duo featuring members from two illustrious bands right now, and that's Vampire Weekend keyboardist Rostrum Batmanglij, and then Rutraw Riot singer Wes Miles. And you can find Osaka Loop Line on their self-titled debut through XL Recordings. And just now we heard Maluka along with Diplo, and that was the Sticky K remix of El Tigarazo, itself a bootleg of the debut single from the New York singer Maluka, who recently joined Diplo's Mad Decent roster. And Diplo actually had a little bit of involvement with the XX. They actually did some initial recordings prior to the release of the XX album a little while ago. But the band found that the results were a bit too Diplo-like. And what they opted to do instead was produce their own songs. It's about 7:50 p.m. here. You're listening to CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Radio Free Gak. And we'll kick in with some older dance numbers with this next set, starting off with a bit of a rarity. And this is a Pizzicato 5, and they were a critical part of the Shibuya K music scene in Japan in the 90s, and they aimed for hyper-stylistic glamour. Off the Matador compilation, Everything is Nice, and it came out in 1999. Here's Pizzicato 5 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Barbie dolls.
Boom, bam, boom, boom, bam.
I love how wonky that bass actually sounds after all these years. You realize, you know what, that's off rhythm. That's really strange. So there's Saint Etienne covering Neil Young with the breakout hit from 1991, Only Love Can Break Your Heart. And that song was recorded in 2 hours, featuring the vocals of Moira Lambert, since longtime vocalist Sarah Cracknell hadn't joined the band yet. Only Love Can Break Your Heart got them signed to Heavenly Records and became their first hit single. And it appears on their Travel Edition 1990 to 2005 compilation album that came out through Sub Pop several years ago. But the album it first appeared on, which was Fox Bass Alpha, back in 1991 itself too, Fox Space Alpha was recently reissued, along with a few other of their earlier works as well, too. So hopefully you can find them in the store.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on said station. I'm Gak. It is 8 o'clock right now, and coming up next, we have a little bit of some Jaguar music here. We'll start off with a collaborative effort between the band known as Collections of Colonies of Bees, and they're joined here by Justin Vernon from Bon Iver. Known as the Volcano Choir, these songs predated the rise of Bon Iver and their rollicking stage preference. And that's Bon Iver's rollicking stage preference. Good work on my part there. Anyways, Volcano Choir's album Unmap is due next week. And from that album, here's Island IS.
They were already smushed.
from Arizona, there's the Smiles and Frowns, and that was March of the Phantom Faces off the duo's self-titled album. Based on their website, they appear to have a strange theater somewhere, probably near Arizona, but it's hard to tell. They show a whole bunch of like National Film Board things on their site, along with some 30s animation and a couple other like weird bits there. And before the Smiles and Frowns, we heard the Brooklyn trio Oneida, and that song was The River. And you can find that off their triple album, Rated O, itself part two of a trilogy of albums devoted to thanking their parents. And you can find Rated O on Jaguar Records, which is home to the band who started off that set. And that was Volcano Choir with their song, Island IS.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. Up now is Mos Def, former member of Black Star, actor on film and TV, and according to Wikipedia, he's recently learned how to skateboard. From this year's album, The Ecstatic, featuring a sample of Afrobeat wonder Fela Kuti, talking from a documentary called Music is a Weapon, here is Mos Def with Quiet Dog.
One thing I want to assure them, if they think I'm going to change, or compromise in my attitude, in my way of life, or in my expression, or in my goal towards politics, they are making me stronger, and I'm much more stronger now. Test to your equilibrium. Sonic wave booming all over your enemy. Skin on skin and skin on skin again. Put it on, get it off, get on, get it then. Ladies and gentlemen, bitches and mistresses, cause I'm Uncle Andrew and synonym. Here it is, Boogeyman. Ha. I simmer down now. Quiet dog by a hall, my God. Sitting in a rocket, don't stop. Brooklyn in the kitchen, heat up the stovetop. Bay in the Empire State, they're navigating the way. Your preservation makes the greatest hip hop. They cool dudes, swag a little cherry corny. They flow so fatty, unsteady, it's boring. These dudes ain't dope, but they on it. They need to get off it. So whack is all you can call it. Therefore, moving on to death is stimulus. Regardless, what zone or what town you represent, a bulletin. All of your settlements, tower to tenement. I'm old for all of the elements. The simmering and managing mayhem. I'm bright as the AM. Engine about to roll out the station. And blessed with the fresh day one. I got it today done. We all going back to the same one. It's constant motivation I stay with. Remarkable flavors. That all bear the mark of the greatness. Whoa, now the kid is from Bucktown. Your girl is in love now. You jump store front and get shut down. Shut Simmer down, quiet dog, wild heart, let's rock. And you don't stop. A silver rock to the rhythm, you don't stop. So you maintain the rock and you don't stop the rock. You keep up the rock and you don't stop the rock. Maintain the rock and you don't stop the rock. You keep up the rock and you don't stop the rock. Maintain the rock and you don't stop the rock. You keep up the rock, quiet dog, wild heart, my God. Simmer down.
Stay cool.
Simmer down, quiet dog, by heart, my God.
Stay cool.
Simmer down, quiet dog, by heart, my God.
Stay cool.
Let it roll before you get too old.
The Good Times Roll, better known as Willie Hale. Little Beaver was a staple of the Florida singer-songwriter scene of the 60s and 70s, playing guitar for Betty Wright in the 70s, and as of late, it's been Joss Stone. And you can find Let the Good Times Roll on its 1974 album, Party Down. I'm going to be filling in for this show this week, so stay tuned on Friday.
Yeah, all we need is some funky death tunes.
Feeling funky.
1, 2, party people in the place to be.
Funky dope, funky dope.
1, 2, party people in the place
Rainbow
to be.
Rainbow Groove, here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Getting you in the mood for the weekend. I'm your host, DJ B-Fat, and I'll present a kaleidoscope of funky grooves for your mind, body, and soul. Tune in to hear everything from underground disco, roller boogie, space funk, rare groove, jazzy house, dub reggae, and anything and everything from Chaka Khan to The Clash. That's Rainbow Groove every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Crazy fresh, crazy fresh.
Yeah, all we need is some funky death tune.
Swimming.
Featuring orchestration by John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin fame, there is R.E.M., and in tribute to a little event a week ago or so in honor of Dunkin' Donuts' host's birthday, and that was R.E.M. with Night Swimming off the autumnal Automatic for the People album back in 1992. September is no longer coming soon. It is well here. Fall officially starts next week. And actually, if you like Automatic for the People, going, although at this point it's like 17 years old, a couple of years back, the music blog Stereo Gum had a tribute to the entire album itself, and the Wrens actually did a pretty nice cover of Night Swimming, although it didn't have that nice orchestral sweep to it. Other artists that helped out with it were Dr. Dog, The Shout Out Louds, Blitz and Trapper, and then, of all things, Rogue Wave, and then Meat Puppets as well, too.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here. It's 8:30. You're just a half hour away from the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. But we'll just dive into our sort of soundtrack spotlight here, which isn't actually going to focus on one spotlight, but a compilation album came out in 2007 through 6 Degrees Records called Cinematic, Classic Film Music Remixed, which was a project headed by 6 Degrees co-founder and executive producer Bob Duskius. And his aim was simply just get a whole bunch of electronic producers who were huge fans of film scores to help out with producing this recollection here. He didn't just want like DJs adding beats to tracks. He wanted them actually to sort of provide a little bit of remix to it and work out that way. So there's a great selection of not just artists. By artists, I mean acts like King Britt. And I can barely read this right now. There's The Real Tuesday Weld, Sean Lee. Yes. I like it when they put the little wavy font there and I can read it. But it features soundtracks from many films like the original Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, Paris Blues, Birdman and Alcatraz. And we'll start off with, of course, everybody's favorite, Il Maestro. That would be Ennio Morricone. And this bit is taken from one of his films as part of the No Name trilogy here. So from A Few Dollars More, this will be Goodbye, Colonel. But this is remixed by an act called Shrift, which features singer-songwriter Nina Miranda and multi-textualist producer Dennis Wheatley. So prepare yourselves.
Thank you.
Now, despite all the music that you heard there, the South Asian percussion, the spoken Hawaiian phrases, and other sort of like ambient noises we can hear here, this is a DJ Gowdy's remix of the theme from Carrie from 1976 there. You can sort of make out that it's quite similar to the actual theme itself, but it took it into a really strange direction. They're almost dubby as well, too. So both tracks we just heard are from the Cinematic Classic Film Music Remixed album, and we'll listen to a couple more cuts here. I'll just grab this thing again here. So we're going to listen to now The Love Theme from Ben-Hur, as composed by, I have to get the name right here, Miklos Rocha. Already has a nice sort of like, I wouldn't say Persian influence, but has a definite Middle Eastern slash Indian influence here. So well, the Bombay Dub Orchestra here has basically amplified that to a certain extent. So here is their orchestral remix of Miklos Rocha's Love Theme from Ben-Hur. the background here, we have Ernest Gold with the main theme from the 1960 Stanley Kramer film Inherit the Wind, starring Spencer Tracy, Gene Kelly, and maybe a cast of thousands, but I'm not sure. But that is Tom Middleton's Amba remix. And Tom Middleton is a classically trained pianist and cellist. He worked with Aphex Twin for a while, and then he started up the Evolution label, along with working with projects like Reload, Global Communication, and then Jedi Knights as well. And we'll be listening to a few selections from Cinematic, the classical film music remix compilation that came out in 2007 through Six Degrees. And that's about it for Radio Free Gak this week, coming up at 9 p.m. It is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Sounds like he has a few guests lined up, so do stick around. Then stay tuned overnight, as I'm sure Gavin's got some wonderful jazz lined up to ease you through until 6 a.m. when Pacific Picking comes on the air. If you missed any of this week's show, just subscribe to the podcast for Radio Free Gak. Go to CITR's website, www.citr.ca. Click on the schedules, click on the podcast, take your pick. And yeah, you can subscribe to it. Just plop into iTunes or whatever other podcast-aware application you have. You can also go to my website, gak.ca, and hopefully I'll have a playlist up in the next day or so. As I said earlier, I'll be filling in for DJ B-Fad this Friday on Rainbow Groove, just to start off your weekend off nicely while he's off in Vienna. So tune in Friday, 9 p.m. on CITR for Rainbow Grooves. Otherwise, next week, with the recent news of author Paul Quarantin's diagnosis with cancer, I think it's an opportune time to at least highlight someone who's still around for a little while. I'm sorry, Patrick Swayze, we'll get you next week, I think. We'll do a little Roadhouse thing. But along with next week with Paul Quarantin, we'll dig up the soundtrack to an adaptation of his film, and those whale music, so we'll listen to some Rio Statics. Otherwise, lined up now, from 1972, originally off the album Two-Headed Freep, this will be Ronnie Foster. And Tribe Called Quest fans should remember this sampled through Electric Relaxation. So here's Ronnie Foster with Mystic Brew. Stick around.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker. And you can also check us out at CITR.ca on your friendly computer. The time is 9 p.m.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.